Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now you're welcome back. Greenhouse gas emissions continued to fall during the first 3 months of this year. That's according to the latest report from the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. It shows an overall reduction of 2.2% in emissions compared with the same period last year. But what's it down to? And are we on course to meet our climate targets this year? Dr. Eimear Cotter is Director of the Office of Evidence and Assessment with the EPA, and she's with me now in the studio. Dr. Cotter, you're very welcome to the programme. This is important stuff, and I know it's new that we get these quarterly emissions updates now, and we'll come to that in just a second. But what's behind this progress now that we've made in the first 3 months of the year?
So this is new work produced and published by the EPA today, looking at our emissions for the first 3 months of the year. And as you say, the emissions overall are down by 2.2% compared to the same period last year. And that is welcome. We saw reductions of just under 7% for the year overall in 2023. So now for the first 3 months of this year, we're seeing a 2.2% reduction, which is steps in the right direction. So what is driving those reductions? We have significant decreases in the electricity sector. So just under 17% reduction in our emissions from power generation. And that's because there are less fossil fuels generating our electricity, more renewables, and more electricity coming across the interconnector from the UK. Okay. All of that leading to a reduction in our power generation emissions.
Okay.
We're also seeing a reduction in the agriculture sector, 2.6% reduction in emissions in agriculture for the first 3 months of the year. And important to mention, all of these numbers are seasonally adjusted. But in agriculture, we're seeing less lime, so less fertiliser being applied to the soil in terms of lime, and also our milk output down for the first 3 months of the year.
So seasonally adjusted, I was just going to ask you, because based on the figure you gave for 2023 and compare that with the first 3 months of the year, if you extrapolate, you know, we should, without adjusting the figures for the seasons, we should outperform 2023, or should we?
Well, we don't know. So what we can tell you now is on the first 3 months of the year, we're 2.2% down relative to the same period last in 2023. So we're going to have to see how the year unfolds. But what this does tell us is that we are moving in the right direction. We are seeing reductions in those big sectors like power generation, like agriculture, but then also increases in other sectors like transport. For example, our transport emissions increased by just under 3%. So a more demand for petrol, more demand for diesel, but petrol in particular from passenger cars, the number of passenger cars.
What about the increased public transport offer?
Absolutely. And the good things that are happening within the transport sector are being wiped out by that ongoing demand for private car travel.
This is strange now, Eimear, isn't it? Because at the same time, we have quite an improvement in the public transport offering. But at the same time, we have increased emissions from transport.
Absolutely. So we're seeing we have more biofuels, we have more EVs, we have more public transport. But all of that is being cancelled out to some extent by the ongoing demand for more petrol and more diesel. So people are driving more.
People are stubbornly sticking to their cars, their private cars.
It is very difficult to reduce emissions in a growing economy. And we have seen that year on year with our numbers in the transport sector.
Mm-hmm. What about buildings? Because you say emissions from commercial and household buildings increased significantly as well, over nearly 6%.
So yes, we have seen an increase of just under 6% for greenhouse gas emissions from our buildings. So that means our homes, offices, commercial buildings, and that's because two reasons. First, the first 3 months of the year this year were colder than in 2023.
Okay.
So that's going to drive a demand for more heating. And also those high fuel prices that we saw in 2023 had come down a bit in 2024. And that will also just drive, people will use
would
a little bit more.
Would allow people maybe to
just use a little bit more energy.
I would throw back at you then the retrofit program, which should make our homes and our commercial buildings, I don't know about commercial buildings, but certainly our homes, a lot of them, a lot warmer, so less need for heat, you'd
absolutely
imagine.
We need those targets that are set out in the Climate Action Plan for retrofits, for high standards for new builds. We need to see those continue to be implemented and delivering, so that when we do need to run our heat, when there is cold weather, we're doing that in the most efficient way possible.
Have I got this right, that some of the reduction this year in emissions is as a result of importing electricity? Is that right?
That's right. That's correct.
It sounds like a bit of a cheat.
It's not really. I mean, the energy market is interconnection is a standard part of the energy market. So we have an interconnection with the UK. We take electricity from the UK in terms of imports. We can also export across that interconnector. So in the last, in for the first 2 months of the year, we did see interconnection increase compared to the same period in 2023. Those emissions aren't in Ireland's total, they're in the UK's total. But this is a standard way that energy markets work. And really, which way the electricity flows depends on market dynamics, energy prices, carbon prices, for example. But interconnection increasing or contributing about 10% for electricity for the first 3 months of the year and similarly last year.
Okay, can we jump back to agriculture for a second? And I know I'm bringing you all around the shop here, but agriculture emissions were down 2.6% in the first 3 months. Now, should we lay off farmers then? Is this kind of evidence that they're doing their bit, or would you have expected that to be more?
So there is signs that emissions are coming down in the agricultural sector. They were over 4% for the year overall last year. We do see reductions now for the first 3 months of the year. So there is signs that the measures within the agriculture sector are starting to improve. But we have an awful lot more work to do. We have to reduce our emissions just from agriculture, every sector, but agriculture, for example, by 25% by 2030. Our projections show that the sector can hit about 18%. So a lot of work to be done still, but that's, you know, important to acknowledge progress when we see it. And we are seeing some early signs of improvement.
But you expect more from every sector, really, is what you're saying. Two really quick ones. The former Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, we spoke about it in this programme yesterday, saying it's unlikely we might meet climate targets this year based on what you were seeing in the first 3 months. Is he right?
So based on our emissions projections, which is actually work we published earlier this year, this is exactly what we reported, that we have a target to reach 51% reduction by 2030. Under the best case scenario, we'll hit 29%. So we're some way off that 51% target. Mm-hmm. A lot of ambition built into even that 29%. It assumes every measure in the Climate Action Plan will be implemented and every measure will deliver as anticipated. So that's a big ask. So there is a lot of work to do to deliver what's in place in terms of our climate action plan, and then to also bridge that gap to 51% reduction.
Get used to Dr. Emer Cotter, I would say, listeners, and her friends in the EPA, because this is going to be a quarterly thing, isn't it? You're going to give us an update on emissions and how we're doing, which helps in terms of holding the agencies of power to account. Dr. Emer Cotter, then, of the EPA, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.